All right, guys, we are back with Cocktails with Kia and Friends. This is episode 4, season 7. And we are going to answer some questions where you guys are going to get to know us a little better. Because let's be honest, like, you know, we're pretty interesting. So let's go ahead and break some things down about ourselves. So we are actually answering from an article of that's regarding like pretty much icebreakers, right? Like how to get to know people. And we'll share this with you guys so that you can, if you're meeting new people or if you're just having like a little get together, you can just ask these simple questions and really just see where someone is coming from or what they like. I'll ask the first question, and it is, what's your favorite sandwich and where did you eat it? What? Okay, I asked it. My favorite sandwich is the falafel spicy sub at Publix, the deli.
What the heck is that?
It is so good.
Oh, she said that.
So,
the
you know,
falafel.
Falafel is it's a Mediterranean dish. It's a Mediterranean. It's chickpea balls like mashed together, and they're like fried balls.
Oh.
If you've ever been to like a Greek or Mediterranean. Eatery or whatever, a restaurant, then you've seen falafel before for sure. So it's a really good sandwich, and it's from the Publix deli, so that's my favorite one. It's a spicy sriracha carrot hummus. It's like the base, and it's like lettuce, tomato. The Mediterranean has like the, you know, the grape tomatoes with the onions and the peppers and the tzatziki sauce as well and the falafel balls. Oh my God, it's so good. I'm like excited talking about it. So that was a good one for me. Okay, guys, what's your favorite sandwich? Next person.
So my favorite sandwich right now, the best sandwich I've had is... it's a steak panini from this cute little shop called Fresh Box Cafe. And like, I get so excited about that sandwich every time I go into work. So it's like a small little cafe that is in this big, big corporate building. I guess they rent it out. And they only have, it's one of those shops where they only have like lunch hours. So they are like open from 10 a.m., but they close at 2 p.m. So you have to really get there on time. But
those
when I
like
tell you
best.
Guys,
yeah.
The steak panini is like the juiciest type of, I could go on and on. But yes,
okay.
That would be my favorite one right now. It's so good. Thinly sliced steak, very juicy, marinated tomato, lettuce. A little touch of mayo on a trip. It's just really good. That's my favorite right now. Fresh Box Cafe.
Okay.
Well, I would say my favorite sandwich. I really don't have a favorite sandwich, but if I was to mention one, I would say from this little spot up here in Lauderhill, or you can call it Embraer Sunrise, however y'all want to call it. But it's called Poppy's. And
Poppy's
listen,
Pizza?
Poppy's Pizza.
They make the best
when
subs. Oh my God.
These subs are so fresh. Like, it reminds me of Zuccarelli's. And I haven't had a Zuccarelli subs in a minute. And it reminds me of them. And boy, when I tell you they load that thing up for me with my peppers and my onions. And it's just fresh. Like, their ingredients are so fresh and it's just so good. Like, I can eat them all day, every day.
What kind
with
of
no problem. Turkey sub.
Okay.
I like turkey, but their tuna is actually amazing as well.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's also amazing as well. Yeah. But I'm a turkey girl, so yeah. Gobble, gobble.
Mine is pretty simple. McAllister's. I have not had it in years because I used to go on lunch in Gainesville when I was in corporate America, and we used to go for lunch and you could get a half a sandwich with a soup and a drink and a bag of chips.
Yeah.
And
I like McAllister's.
Oh my God. They had a club, like some type of a club, and then you get a pickle on the side. Ooh.
Girl.
It was a club sandwich. And I'm not a sandwich person per se, but I love that sandwich. And now I'm thinking about it. I'm probably gonna get one tomorrow. So yes, yeah, so McAllister's Club, and that's it. Yep.
Yum yum.
Next.
Next, yeah.
Okay, well.
Alrighty, so I guess I'll ask the next question. Okay, how do you like to spend your free time? Kiki, how do you like to spend your free time?
I like to spend my free time a lot of ways, but I would say, gosh, that's so general. Okay, so what I would like to do is pamper myself. Like, I would like to spoil myself. So what I would do is I would set a day where I have no work, and then I would put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And I would have like set up a spa massage, a pedicure, and then I'll research like a restaurant that has amazing reviews and like the pictures have to match. And I'll just treat myself for that whole entire day. So that's what I like to do, you know, in my free time. Like I like to really like remind myself that I'm a freaking queen. What about you two too?
Well, as much as I love a good treat yourself day, I'm a big advocate for treat yourself. I think the best days for me, like free time wise, is where I'm doing nothing. Like I love, as much as I
Same,
love being
not a
social,
dang thing.
I do need some of those days and times where I could just do nothing and like
Everybody else agrees?
sit
Yeah,
Netflix
not
all
lay in
day.
the bed watching TV.
I ain't
That's it.
nothing.
Yes. How about
I
you,
might not
Shane?
even be watching TV. I'll just be in the bed.
Everybody's
Oh,
saying the same.
okay.
That was the
She's
easy
in
one.
the
Erica, you know I'm gonna say take a nap. Rest
Oh.
my mind, baby.
Nap. Team nap. I love it. I love it.
Team
Okay.
nap all day.
Nice.
What?
Okay, then the next one. We're doing good time.
All right.
Let's see. I guess I'll do it next. Let me see. Okay. I may not have a favorite one of these songs, but I know y'all do. But anywho, what is your favorite karaoke song? And I want Kia to answer this question first.
Why not? Tutu's the
I want you to answer it first.
Okay, my favorite karaoke song.
So Tutu have a bunch of them, so I know.
That's funny.
Okay, so
Okay.
like my favorite one to have someone else sing, you mean?
No.
No,
If
yours.
you was to sing it, what would be your favorite karaoke song? If you would have to sing it, because I'm gonna have to choose one for myself, and I'm thinking what that would be, because y'all know I don't too much deal with
You
karaoke,
do
but
not. You do
I
not.
like to be in the atmosphere of karaoke. But yes, Kia, what is your favorite karaoke song
It
that you would
has to
sing?
be TLC, No Scrubs.
TLC, No Scrubs.
It has to, like, the first thing that comes to mind, because there's so many others, but that was the, I think that's the one for me. What about you, April?
Mine, I would say, I like the song. I would say Aaliyah's At Your Best, the remake of Isley's.
Oh, the Isley Brothers. Oh, the Aaliyah At Your Best. Okay, that's a nice
The
song.
Aaliyah version. But that's not here nor there. But yes, that would be a song that I would sing in karaoke if they had it. But Sherry, what
And
about you, my darling?
I am telling
You
you,
know good damn well you cannot
I
sing
love it.
that
I
song.
kind of did that one of these
Gentlemen,
days.
you're the
That's
best man I ever know.
That's your favorite karaoke song?
Yes, I sing that song like a couple times a week. I don't know why. The dang song is in my head.
I sing that a
that,
lot.
Between that and Bitty Bitty Bamba.
A Bitty Bitty Bamba. Bitty Bitty Bamba.
Anything for Salinas.
So I'm gonna remember this. So for Shay is Jennifer Holliday. For April, it's
At Your Best.
At Your Best, Aaliyah. Y'all know me. No scrubs. It's a team. So it's gonna be y'all coming up there to help me. And then Tutu, what's yours?
Well,
Whitney.
I mean, there's quite a few, but you guys know my go-tos. I'm a classic type of girl. So, you know, my biggest inspirations, R&B inspirations, Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. So I will always default to I Will Always Love You for Whitney Houston. And for Mariah, I would
Default say I have to another one. Ready. Just came to me.
You said what?
I can say I have another one. Like a secondary song if my Aaliyah song is not the perfect one, because you know her ranges sometimes is just ain't April ranges, okay? But you know, of course, you know my go-to girl always and forever is my Mary J. So
I
love her,
mostly all of her damn songs. So yeah, that part.
I can see you doing Mary Mary. I can see you on a Mary. Okay. All right, who's the, is that Shay? Is it Shay the next question?
Me next, okay. Have you ever broken up with a friend and why? Keep it brief. We're gonna keep it black, but we're gonna keep it brief. Go ahead.
Yes, have you ever broken up with a friend and why?
With a friend and why?
I broken up with a friend because they didn't take my truth over someone else's. So I say it like that.
That's a good reason. I have.
Or Tutu. Yes. Go ahead, Tutu.
Tutu.
I have broken up with a friend. Not too much on it, but reasons. Why is loyalty is very big for me. And when I start to see signs of disloyalty, I will remove myself from the situation.
Okay. Yes, because they're a liar. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
Wait, I'm over here like, okay. Shay broke up with a friend.
Mistrust. Mistrust. And I just,
it comes in.
Yeah, I didn't like the person that they were evolving into, and
got it. The
situation happened and just wasn't.
Okay. Mistrust. And everybody's comfortable with their decisions, breaking off those, you know, friendships. Yes,
it was definitely, mine was for the better. The few was for the better. Yeah.
It was hard, but it was.
I've gotten over it.
Yeah.
This one hurt, situation. Like this one I'm talking about hurt me, but I got over it. I'm getting over it.
Oh, you're still getting over it. Oh,
this is fresh. Got it.
No,
it's not fresh. It's not fresh. It's old, but it's still
a touchy situation. I get you. Yeah.
It stinks. Yeah. I mean, friendship breakups are real, you guys, you know?
It is.
Because you're really vulnerable with this person for like X amount of years, and then now.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's okay.
Well, cheers to us for making hard decisions for the better.
For the better. Yeah. Yep. I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. I'm next. It's back to me. Okay. Oh, y'all. So what is the best compliment that you've ever received? Okay, I guess I should go first. That I am I'm a rare gem. There recently, a friend that I shall not name He told me, Kia, to be honest, like you're like a rare flower because it's a flower that flowers need to be nurtured and watered, and you require different things than like something that's standard. And not everyone's equipped to care for the kind of flower that you are. Like, you're very rare. Like, I've observed you for a while. So just remember that, like, you're rare. You're like a rare flower. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was not trying to talk to me. I already know what y'all thinking. Whatever.
No, I've done got that said to me before, so
So
no.
that was the best compliment I've ever received. Like, April, since you're already talking about you had a
Well,
compliment.
I kind of agree with what you said, and someone actually told me that same exact thing. Probably not in your aspect, but as in the aspect of the type of person that I am, you would never find the type of characteristics I guess I have in a in myself, and the respect I have for others and their situations and stuff, and uplifting others and so forth like that. So it's like I kind of agree with what you say. I piggyback off of that in a way.
Nice.
So yeah, that would be my best compliment, because I would never thought somebody would ever see me in such in that type of way. Hell, I didn't see myself in that type of way
Oh, no,
a
y'all
little
making me
bit,
emotional.
but when I got that sign and that signified like appreciation from somebody else outside of just myself or people in my circle, then I was like, all right, well, I probably do got that spark. Like, I need to like take heed to
You
it.
shine, girl. You shine.
Yeah, you know, you sometimes you put yourself down when you don't think you have it, but
Oh, I know.
when you hear it from other people, then you're like, all right, so I need to stop self-doubting myself. So yeah. That's what I can say.
Two.
Oh, where do I begin? I'm just kidding. Oh, the best compliment. I don't know. That's.
Girl, you are not kidding. I'm not playing with you.
I
No,
know for a
because
fact.
I think of compliments, and I don't know, you guys can agree or disagree with me, but like sometimes when someone compliments you, like April said, sometimes you're just like, oh, really? I never saw myself that way. But I mean, eventually, like, it's not about not having confidence. You have the confidence, but I have the confidence. But I would say to keep it real quick, physical compliments. I've gotten my almond-shaped eyes, my teeth, and my skin. And my skin
Thing.
was like huge for me because, I have a love-hate relationship with my skin.
Ah, got it.
And then, like, I don't know, personally and like personality-wise, I've gotten that I'm a good friend. Like, whenever I hear I've been a good friend, or someone can see that I've been a good friend, it makes me think of the Golden Girls theme song. Thank you for being
Now you know that's my show, girl.
a
Yeah.
friend. Yeah. So that it just plays in my head
Yeah.
because I really think that, okay, maybe I've made somebody's day.
Of course. Oh.
But yeah, that would be the best for me.
I actually do not know.
Why
Because
would we lie so deep in the conversation?
not lies,
Hey,
baby.
you know doggone well you've gotten so many compliments, girl.
It says the best one. I don't know because they're all pretty good. I don't know.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I
Question.
don't know.
I mean, for me, it took me a while to believe the things that people said to me about me.
Baby.
So some of those compliments I've gotten over the years didn't stick.
Oh.
Oh.
However,
We're like both.
however, what I enjoy most is when it has nothing to do with how pretty I am or a smile, but my character and how I treat somebody. Oh,
So
yes.
Those work. Those hit me now. That's what
Absolutely.
I endeavor. I endeavor to be somebody that somebody remembers that was kind to them, that was patient with them, that helped them, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. I would agree with that about you, Shay. Okay. All
All
right.
right, so I got the next one. I don't know why I just did that. Okay, what is your ideal work-life balance?
Oh, sorry.
I think my ideal work-life balance, if I could just, travel every other, at least every other month, and then work some, travel some, that would be great. If I could get paid to travel, just be out there
That
creating
would be the
content while
best thing
traveling, that
ever.
would be an awesome work-life
Best thing
balance
ever.
for me. I don't know, I'm just, in a perfect world. But Shay, what is your ideal work-life balance? Oh, where'd she go?
Say, if you're
Shay, you
speaking, you're
there?
on mute.
Okay, we'll come back to Shay. April, what's your ideal work-life balance?
Being paid to do less. Being paid to do less. Do nothing per doing what I want to do. But no, my work balance is basically working at least, I want to say, can work 3 days out the week and then have the rest of the days off just doing what I want to do. But being paid for it, if that makes sense.
It
Less work, more, still getting paid for it.
makes sense to me. Makes sense to me.
Because working
And
every day
Kate.
is just too much for me.
Oh, ideal work-life balance. That's kind of like on the ghetto scale at the moment. but
No work. That's the balance, right?
Because
That
I,
part.
you know what? You know what? When you transition from corporate America to entrepreneurship, your first year or two is straight hell.
Oof.
And because you're trying to go, you're trying to go, you're trying to implement methods, you're trying to implement tactics, you're trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. And I'm in a service business, so setting boundaries was really difficult because I'm trying to build my clientele. So you end up overexerting yourself and overcompensating in ways that you should not, and it ends up making you feel like you shouldn't have chosen what you did. However, I am 7 years from being in corporate America, and I figured out after the holiday season of 2018, screw them people, love them, but screw them people. I'm gonna take my vacation.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not working past 6 p.m. because I have a child. If I'm at work past 6 p.m., it's not something I anticipated. It's because maybe the hairstyle is taking a little bit longer than needed, or something else needed to be done, blah, blah, blah. Because I have to make sure that I'm present for my child. And if he was not here, I would not want to be one of the stylists like back in the day that spent 12 hours every day in the shop and life is just passing you by. So for myself, I take days off. My days off are crucial. Like we said in another question, even if it's just laying in the bed.
Yes.
That's what I do. But I think that if we I think that we learn from our parents. I feel like we learned from our parents, and we were rewarded for having like perfect attendance in school. And it trickled over into how we work and feeling like we didn't deserve days off in a sense, because we're supposed to go, go, go. However, I think our generation is doing a very good job at using the days off that we earned and probably booking trips before even get the approval.
That part. PTO prepare the others.
Because somebody's going on the trip. My name is on the ticket. So, you know, I'm going. But I think that we have learned because of them and because of how they were taught, and it wasn't a bad thing. They did what they had to do. However, I think that our generation is a lot better with resting. And I am choosing to rest. And sometimes that rest is taking myself to Brico for lunch because it's Miami Spice, like what I did last Monday.
I love it.
Talk about that, like, really quick after. Yes, nice. Shit. Nice, nice. I'm so sorry. I started asking about Miami's Spice in the middle of you speaking. That was impulsive of
it
me.
It ends on September. It ends, you know.
Because I'm coming this week. Okay, it's still recorded, Kia. Seriously? Like.
Okay.
It's okay. Our listeners know that we keep it real here on KWK.
All right.
So if y'all see us at Miami Spice,
mind
don't worry about it. We discussed it.
So. My idea of work-life balance is working 2 days a week just to feel normal and socialize, and then 5 days doing what I want to do. Eh? How about that?
That sounds marvelous.
Seriously. You know, check in 2 days, work a little bit, get a little, you know, and then 5 days. I see y'all in 5 days. Okay, Kia, bye. Oh my God, that is beautiful. Oh my God.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. I'm pouring into my crafts and my, you know, my side hustles that are my passions that will soon become my main income. But that's what I would love, is to 5 days doing what I want and 2 days working corporate just to feel a little normal. You know what I'm saying? Just a tad. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, question for you ladies. What would you do tomorrow if you won $1 million today? And I want to start this off with Tutu.
If I won $1 million, hey, it's tomorrow, Monday. I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, nobody's gonna know that I want $1 million. There will be signs. I don't know about what the first thing I would do. Actually, no, I lie. The first thing I'd probably do is try to figure out how much of it would be for investment and then pay down some bills. I gotta pay down some loans, some student loans. Once I clear my name.
Clearing that debt first. Yes, I gotcha.
Clear that debt, be in good standing with the student loan debt, and invest it. But like I said, there will be signs.
Mm-hmm.
There will be signs. Because I am still team treat yourself, so. Of course, I'm going to treat myself to something nice.
You better. Me personally, I would say clear debt. First things first, clear all my debt. Get the credit right. Get these bills out the way. And then, you know what I'm saying, set myself up nicely. Treat myself as well as treat those that, you know, I know is worthy to be treated. So, I would say clear up my debt. And then treat those that I know deserve it, like my mom, my dad, and some of my family members. So, and make sure everybody's straight, because at this point, it's better be up from this point. But Sherry, what about you, sweetheart? If you won that today, $1 million, What would you do
If
tomorrow?
I won $1 million, I'm tithing it, tithing my 10%. I
Oh,
am putting money, a good amount of money aside for Dill and college. And set aside a little bit to take care of the homies. My mama good. She all right. Brothers.
you better make sure I'm better than just I.
Brothers. Church is handled. Family's handled. Church is handled. Mama's good. Brothers. And the homies. And then, inv obviously invest.
Invest.
That goes without saying. Invest, put the stuff in stocks, bonds, portfolios, ETFs, whatever is out, Coinbase, all that stuff. And then spend, and then enjoy. Probably take a pro probably not even open up my calendar for a month or two and travel, or my whole next summer will be hopping flights. Or it's because I do have a child, so I can't just,
That's
go
great.
for a month. Gotta wait till summer. I gotta wait till summer to go for a month.
Was like, you had this question before. You got it mapped out.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Listen, listen, listen to me. If me ever, if me ever win a little piece of the sitting. Listen, man. What? Oh yes. But I have to play the lottery in order to do that. I don't play the lottery, so
I hate playing the lottery. It feels weird.
I don't know how to. I don't
I
know even
don't
know
know
how to.
either.
Just pick
I
a
don't
number.
know. Be asking people
It's just a number game.
at the public, at the little customs. Girl,
To pick the numbers? I don't know
the
how to pick
equipment.
it.
There's
Just go
different
with it.
kinds. There's different kinds. All of them aren't the shady number thingy grid. Not all of them are the
You talking
number.
about the scratch offs or are you talking about lottery?
The
There's
lottery.
like different lottery ones, right? Because at Publix, it was a kiosk. It has like the digital
Those are
box.
scratch offs.
Those are
Those scratch
scratch
offs.
offs, where so
Those.
it looks like you can touch it. Wait, it's touch screen, a touch
Yeah.
screen box. Oh, that was a scratch off.
Those are scratch
Those were
offs.
lotto ticket, like lottery tickets. I don't know.
No, those are lottery scratch off tickets. Those are different. You have lottery tickets and then you have lottery scratch off tickets.
Oh,
You're talking about the scratch off tickets in that vending machine, like
okay.
kiosk looking thing
Oh.
at Publix. That's what that is.
This lady just won $1 million off of a scratch-off game from Publix in Broward. I
Really?
saw the news article today. Speaking of, yeah.
Oh,
Okay,
wow.
good for her.
them scratch offs do be working for people, but it also based off of which ones you purchase
It
because
is, yeah. There's so many different
Why?
kinds.
There's so many different kinds. I can't.
Now
That
that's
is
where the confusion
overwhelming.
comes in at because you don't know which kind to get that you know is a
Right.
guarantee,
It
like
seems
possibility
overwhelming.
you'll win versus if you're playing the lotto, like the Mega Million Powerball,
Right.
play three, play four, and all that. Now that's number game. Okay, all day.
All right. So I'm the last one. For this question, what do I do with $1 million? It'll pay off my debt and relocate.
I knew
Okay.
it was coming.
For those who are listening, this was the previous episode was about relocating, so it's kind of an inside goofy laugh. But yeah, pay off my debt, relocate, and buy up land, man. Land is it. Land is where it's at. For sure, taking care of the realest ones in the village. But I'm gonna have all of them sign an NDA. You ain't get this money from me. Don't nobody needs to know this
Ooh,
information.
it's cashier's checks
Yes,
in the mail.
yes.
Hello, right there, cashier's
Cashier's checks through
Right.
UPS or whichever one is more reliable. Drop
And I
it,
need.
slip it through the door, something, and I'm out. That's it. Don't ask me no questions.
Yes, because I need peace of mind with my new money. That matters for me. So,
Gated community. Yep.
first of all, they don't even
Gated.
have to know. They don't need to know the amount of money
I need my
you
gate to have a gate. I'm not gonna be playing with people no more.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so there's another Who's the last one? Is there a, there's April Shay?
Shay.
Shay.
Me. Oh, okay. So, do you believe in second chances?
Laughter is making me laugh.
Okay, no, I won't say that. Sometimes.
Tutu is a hell no. Tutu is a strong no.
But, well, so many also, different.
And you over here talking about something. She lying, talking about, oh, sometimes.
You could be in second chances for anything, though.
It depends.
What about a restaurant that got your food wrong?
It depends on the situation.
This is people.
People.
Not food, Kiki.
People second on chance. Oh, Lord.
Forgive others as God forgives us.
Most definitely. And I'm all about, and the forgiveness is more about me, less about them. Which is why I say yes, and it does depend on the situation. I'm a forgive, even forget, but I may still look at you in a different light. It depends on the severity. You know what I mean? Like, there are some things where you have to, after you're done forgiving and forgetting, giving them another chance, you still have to put those boundaries there, and you still have to approach with caution. You have to approach with caution and wisdom. Use wisdom. That is it. Wisdom is key in the spirit of discernment.
Amen. Amen. But it depends on the person, I would say. It depends on the person. Depends on the situation. And if we've had a conversation, it's a possibility. And yes, I agree to second chances, but it depends on the situation. That's all I can say. It depends.
For myself, second chances, second chances. Oh boy. Okay, so I believe that
not too many of them get them.
You know, I believe that not every relationship requires reconciliation. So something happened. Does that mean that we have to go back to the way that we were? I don't think so. But am I going to mistreat you? No. And can I be cordial around you? Yes, that's the second chance. Me allowing God to shine forth and not allowing my flesh to really do what I want it to do is me giving the second chance, because I know Jesus forgives me 50 times 50 every day. So extending that grace to someone else. However, I do not necessarily believe that I need to put you back in the same place that you were during that second chance. We don't necessarily have to go back to how we were, and that's okay. Now, we talk about restaurants and food, I'll give you a second chance. You know, but if the transgression was like, but if the customer service was really bad, I will go back if the food was bad. Depend, like, if I just didn't like the presentation, or maybe something wasn't prepared the way that I desired. But if the customer service is bad from the door to the everybody else, I'm not going back.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, if you gave me food poisoning, don't expect me to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, no, yeah, yeah, like, yeah, that's no, an egregious, yeah,
back.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, that's,
no, but why, if, yeah. If just, right, if just the food just wasn't prepared how I desired it, or maybe the presentation of it wasn't what I would want, I'd give it a second chance. Especially if other people are like, oh my gosh, you know, that place is so nice.
Right.
If your customer service sucks and I'm mistreated in there, I'm not going for
you.
No second chance for me.
I give second chances You know, it depends on, of course, obviously, it depends on the situation. I'll give a second chance. Second chances have been given to me. You know, so yeah, I'll give a second chance. Like, yeah. Yeah.
It just depends on the situation. Because of the possibility.
So many stories behind our laughter. Yeah.
You won't. So it's like, it depends. On
it
the
does
situation.
Depend. Like, I've been in a situation where I gave six chances, but you know, I've grown from that. And now it might not take up to six chances. It might just be like, nah.
One. If I know you just had an off, like an off, like an off moment, you know, like, come on, you know the person.
Yeah.
Who's had like a really off, like they said something off the wall. You're like, okay, you're stressed. Because I know you know better. You know, whatever. Or it's just, it's like you said, like Shay said, you know, God extends grace to us and, you know, Jesus forgives, like why would, and he created a man in his image. Why would I not at least operate, you know, in his way as much as I can, if I could, you know what I mean? Of course I'm in my flesh, but you know, I don't grew up. I give people second chances. If it's, I recently gave someone a second chance. Shay, we talked about it, you know?
Yeah.
So. yeah, so.
Yeah.
Proud of myself. I'm proud of all of us, actually. I think that was the last question.
It was.
Oh, yeah. That was nice. Yes,
that is growth. That was good. That was great. If anyone wants to know where we got the questions, like we said in the beginning, this is from an article from prevention.com. And it's
what's
just
the
a
prevention?
a fun way of getting to know people. I guess prevention.com, they have like different articles on health, beauty, fitness, nutrition, and life in general. I guess we just want the life section here.
Yeah.
These icebreaker questions.
Nice. I like this. I like that. I think I like that. Okay. Well, ladies, this was great. Our listeners, thank you for tuning in once again. And if you made it this far into the episode, and you're still, you know, not laughing at us and paying attention, just to remind you, we have an amazing book signing cocktail soiree event happening November 4th in Broward County. If you follow us on IG at Cocktails with Kia or on our Facebook, Cocktails with Kia and Friends, we will be soon dropping the advertisement. Well, pretty much the promo for that event for you to participate and show up and have a good time with us with the book signing. It's going to be really, really fun, but we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in and supporting this amazing journey here at Cocktails with Kia and Friends.